Welcome to Time to Talk Fertility, Beyond the Lab Coat, a podcast from Fertility Centers of Illinois. Join us as we go behind the scenes with Dr. Annie Martini, reproductive endocrinologist, to discover what inspires her work, how she connects with patients, and what drives her passion for helping families grow. Real stories, real purpose, real care. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. So it's so great to have you here, Dr. Martini. Would you please share your full name and credentials?
Sure, Maggie. I'm happy to be here. I'm Annie Martini, and I am a reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist, and I'm a physician at the Fertility Centers of Illinois.
So let's just start with your purpose and your passion. What inspired you to pursue medicine and specifically reproductive endocrinology?
Sure. So what inspired me to go into medicine and specifically reproductive endocrinology and infertility? So I come from a line of healthcare providers. My mother is a physical therapist and my grandfather was a pharmacist, but I am the first doctor in my family. So I've always been very interested in women's health. That was something that I was immediately drawn to in starting medical school. And initially, I thought I wanted to focus in on an area of women's health within the sports medicine or orthopedics field. But after my rotation in obstetrics and gynecology, I really fell in love with the diversity of the field. And in the back of my mind was that I always was very interested in endocrinology, the study of hormones, how they worked to control various processes. And when I started my residency, I found that reproductive endocrinology was the fusion of everything I liked. And when I actually got to practice it and see how it was practiced clinically and meet patients and couples and individuals going through fertility care, I knew that it was the specialty for me.
And what do you find most rewarding about your work?
So what I find most rewarding about being an REI is the ability to connect with patients and individuals on such a meaningful part of their lives. I am a mother of two kids myself, so I fully can empathize with the challenges and stress that comes with planning for a family, but also how meaningful and impactful it is to have that baby in your arms. So to be able to bring that joy to others is so incredibly meaningful to me.
Dr. Martini, is there a particular moment that reaffirmed why you chose this field?
I think the moment that reaffirmed my interest in going into this field was having my own kids and being able to experience being a parent for the first time. It really gave perspective and even more meaning to the work that I do. So that was a big turning point for me and really changed my outlook on everything that I do as an REI.
Isn't that true? The minute you have kids, your whole point of view changes on everything. How do you hope to make a difference in your patients' lives?
So I hope to make a difference in my patients' lives by making the process of starting and going through fertility care relatable. I try to have a very open and honest dialogue with my patients, and I want to take the burden off of them as much as possible. I want conversations to feel like a trusted partnership or like you're talking to a friend. I want to make sure that they understand every piece of the journey and feel like they have all of their questions answered. And my goal is to be a partner on this experience and this journey.
And what drives your passion for helping individuals and families on their journey to parenthood?
So what drives my passion is seeing the outcome of the work that we do together, seeing patients that come back to share their success stories with me, bring their babies back to meet me at the end of a very long and challenging journey. That really continues to fill my cup.
How would you describe your approach to patient care?
So how I approach patient care is I start by really just having my patients lay out their story on the table. In that first consultation, my goal is to really get to know my patients and understand where they've been, what their family building goals are, what their ideal family size is, and what they find the most challenging about the journey so far. And once I get to know my patients on that level, we can really start to build and refine a plan that's tailored to them and one that really aligns with their goals and values.
And what's most important to you when guiding a patient through treatment?
What's most important to me when guiding patients through treatment is making sure that they feel heard and making sure that their individual goals and needs are met. So I like to have multiple touch points with my patients. I want them to feel like I'm accessible to them. And I really do want to be involved at every step. I strive to keep an open and honest dialogue with patients throughout the journey. So if there are any challenges that they run into, that they feel like they can come to me to discuss them.
How do you help patients feel supported and empowered throughout their journey?
So how I help patients feel supported and empowered throughout their journey is I really strive to educate and talk on a level that's understandable to them, because a lot of the topics that we're talking about are complicated, but they're also really heavy. So I try to take some of that heaviness away in the conversations that we have, because I feel like then it allows the process or the concepts or goals that we're trying to accomplish become that much more understood. And when you understand, you feel like you have more control on the process. And I think that's part of what's really hard about fertility treatment is that there's a lot that you can't control. But having an understanding and knowledge about the process that you're going through, I really believe can help to empower my patients as they pursue treatment.
Absolutely. And it's such an emotional journey. There's just so much about it that is stressful, you know. How do you balance science, technology, and empathy in your work? That's a lot to juggle.
It is a balancing act. So how I balance science, technology, and empathy in my work, which I feel like is critical in order to be a successful REI, is first and foremost practicing evidence-based care. That's something that is a goal of mine, staying up to date on the current research and understanding how our field is evolving, which it's evolving very quickly, is something that I strive to do. But then there's a human element to all of this. And the human element is equally as important as understanding the science behind what we do, understanding the challenges and the emotions that come with going through fertility treatment, and really kind of marrying all of that into how I approach patient care is my goal each time I talk with a patient.
And what are your special areas of clinical interest and what draws you to them?
So a special area of interest of mine started in my fellowship training. I was really drawn to the idea of fertility preservation, and specifically egg freezing in general. Egg freezing is relatively new in our field still, and the technology that we use to freeze eggs and the popularity of planned egg freezing is something that has been rapidly changing and evolving. So this is something that I really found an interest in and previously did research on, looking at the outcomes of patients who had previously frozen their eggs and how likely those eggs were to make successful pregnancies and babies should patients come back to use them. So that's always an area of interest of mine, and having those conversations with patients who are looking to freeze eggs, creating a level of transparency, knowing that it is not a guarantee, but it is something that can be really empowering for those who are just starting their family building journey.
I am surprised, I guess, because in my day, they didn't do egg freezing, but a lot of young women who aren't married yet, it seems, are freezing their eggs just in case. You know, they don't know when they're going to get married. So it seems not, I don't want to call it a trend, but it seems much more popular or available these days. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I think the conversation is an important one to have. So I appreciate that young patients are having it amongst their peers. There's more support for it in the workplace. There's more being, you know, discussed just generally in the media. So it's stimulating important conversation. But what I try to bring in my conversations when I meet a patient who's interested in egg freezing is this is absolutely a great option if you're not ready to start your family. It's not perfect and it's changing, but it is something that can help you feel and have a little bit more control over this process.
Right. Where did you complete your medical education, residency, and fellowship training?
So I did my medical school at Midwestern University here in Downers Grove, so in the Chicagoland area. I completed my residency in obstetrics and gynecology at Rush University Medical Center in downtown Chicago. And then I left Chicago and went out to the Washington, D.C. area to complete my fellowship at the National Institutes of Health.
Was there something you learned along the way that continues to shape your approach today?
So something I learned along the way that continues to shape how I practice today is that fertility treatment is not a one-size-fits-all process. It is something that very much needs to be customized to the goals of the individual or couple, as well as the history and everything that the patients have been through. So it's certainly not something that can be a one-size-fits-all process.
And what excites you most about the future of reproductive medicine?
So what excites me the most about the future of reproductive medicine in this field is that it is rapidly growing and the technology that is continuing to be incorporated is only helping and aimed to help improve outcomes. We've come such a long way in the success rates, specifically with IVF, and there's more to go because we know it's not perfect and success rates aren't 100%, but we've made such incredible progress in such a short period of time. So I'm excited to see how things evolve over the course of my time working in this field.
Right. When you think back 10 years and look how it is now, you know, what accomplishment in your practice or career are you most proud of?
So what I'm most proud of in my practice is the relationship that I cultivate with my patients. I really strive to get to know my patients on a personal level, understand what their goals and values are, and that makes going forward and shaping a plan for them so much more meaningful, having an understanding of what their goals are. And I do try to bring that to every patient interaction. So that's something that I'm very proud of in how I approach patient care.
What do your patients often say they appreciate most about working with you?
So what my patients often say they appreciate the most about my approach to care is the time that I take to really get to know them and the time I spend with them. My goal is to have multiple touch points with my patients throughout their journey so that I can really get a sense of how they're feeling at each step. And that's something that my previous patients have mentioned is a really meaningful part of the process for them and helps to relieve the burden and stress that they experience going through treatment.
And it's such a personal journey. How do you build trust and meaningful connection with your patients?
I think one of the key components to building trust and a meaningful connection with patients is really just taking the time to get to know them, really understanding where they've been, what their pain points are, what their goals are. I think that's something that as a physician can really set you apart, especially for patients and couples going through this incredibly stressful journey.
What advice do you often share with patients who are feeling anxious or discouraged? Because I'm sure that comes up a lot.
So the advice that I share with my patients who are feeling anxious or discouraged is that there's always going to be a way to help you build your family. It just may not be in the way that you envisioned. And that's what I try to bring to each conversation is to lay out all of those options so patients can open their mind to what options are available, things they may not have typically thought of or been open to before. But I also encourage patients to seek help, especially mental health support, as they go through this journey, because it's an incredibly emotional and taxing one. It can create stress on relationships with family or loved ones or partners. So I do encourage patients to seek mental health support as they go through this process, because it can be very complementary and necessary given the stresses of going through fertility treatment.
What message of encouragement would you share with those still hoping to build their family?
The message of encouragement that I would share with those who are still on their family building journey is that you're not alone and that there is always a way to help you build your family.
What's one lesson your patients have taught you?
So one lesson my patients have taught me is that going through fertility treatment is not a one-size-fits-all process. There can be similar patient scenarios where one treatment option may work for one patient and not work for another. So it's about keeping an open mind as a physician and keeping an understanding that every case may be a little bit different.
Dr. Martini, outside of medicine, what brings you joy or balance?
So what brings me joy and balance outside of medicine is a couple of things. I really enjoy spending time with my family, and that was part of what prompted my family's move back to the Midwest, was to be closer to loved ones. I love spending time outdoors. I love to go hiking. So I really do enjoy being active and doing things like that.
What's something people might be surprised to learn about you?
So something that people may be surprised to learn about me is that I used to teach a mixed martial arts fitness class. It was something that I picked up after college while I was pursuing some research, and it became more than a hobby. It was something that connected me with a really wonderful support network, and it's actually where my interest in women's health started. I worked with a lot of women, and a lot of my participants were women, so it was a very empowering class that I felt proud to lead. And it's something that I still really love doing today, even though I don't teach it anymore. I do love taking the class when I can.
That's so cool. What three words best describe you?
So the three words that would best describe me, I would say, would be driven, empathetic, and I have been previously described as a firecracker.
That's a great one. I love it. That's hilarious. So if something is on the menu, I'll always order it. What would that something be?
So I would say if pasta is on the menu, I'll always order it. I come from an Italian family, so that is always going to be my answer.
That makes sense. Making me hungry. What movie or show is your guilty pleasure? The one you can watch over and over and over.
Oh my goodness. So the show that is my guilty pleasure, one that I can watch countless numbers of times, is The Office, for sure.
What's on your perfect slice of pizza?
So my perfect slice of pizza is going to be deep dish, for sure, with extra sauce. I could go without the cheese, but I got to have extra sauce.
Oh, you're good. That's very healthy. How do you take your coffee?
I take my coffee with all of the cream.
And are you an indoor or outdoor person?
I am definitely an outdoor person. I love spending time outdoors. I love hiking. Anything that gets me outdoors, I will do.
And what does National Infertility Awareness Week mean to you?
So what National Infertility Awareness Week means to me is really opening the conversation to talk about infertility. Previously, infertility is something that was kept under the radar. People didn't talk about it. So it's a place where patients and couples that have gone through this can feel the support of others who have gone through and walked a similar path as them. So that's what it means to me, is really just opening the forums for conversation and helping patients feel less alone.
And why is that important to talk openly about infertility?
It's important to talk openly about infertility because it is so incredibly common. One in six couples will experience infertility. And being able to talk openly about it will just help people realize that they're not alone. Going through treatment can be a very isolating process, but having the support and understanding that they're not the only ones going through it is incredibly important.
What are some words of encouragement that you would share with patients who are navigating infertility?
So some words of encouragement that I would share with patients who are going through the infertility journey is that you're not alone. There's a team of people here to support you, but certainly there are other support networks too, where people who have walked a similar journey can support you and build you up. I would also add that infertility is not your fault. You did nothing to cause this. So having and removing that weight and that thought process, I think can be really relieving.
How can awareness and education help break the stigma around fertility challenges?
I think awareness and education is incredibly important to help break the stigma around fertility challenges and treatment because it is so incredibly common. 1 in 6 couples will face infertility. So bringing awareness to just how common it is and educating the public about options that are available can just help to further the conversation, help get people talking so that it reaches the audience who needs it.
What should patients look for when they're choosing a fertility clinic?
So what patients should look for when choosing a fertility clinic, I think first and foremost is finding a provider that you connect with, because this provider and this team is going to be with you through some of the most challenging moments potentially, you know, in your life up to that point. And it's such a personal journey that you want someone who you feel like you can trust and partner with. But you also want to look at the clinic and understand their success rates for the various treatments that you're looking to pursue. So you want to choose a clinic that has worked with a patient or a couple like you before. And these are questions you can ask your doctor. They should be able to provide that to you. But those would be the main things that I would look for.
And what sets Fertility Centers of Illinois apart from other fertility clinics?
So what sets the Fertility Centers of Illinois apart from other fertility clinics is that we offer services for every scope of family building. So whatever pathway you find yourselves on, which there could be many, we have that to offer you here. Additionally, the team that we have in place to be able to support our patients is incredible. Not only the amazing physicians, but the nursing staff, the support teams, everyone is so invested in your success.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Martini. It's been a pleasure getting to know you a little bit and about your philosophy and your education. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, Maggie.
Absolutely. To find Dr. Annie Martini, please go to fcionline.com/doctors and look up Dr. Annie Martini. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening.